What happens if a contract is signed without reading it under UAE law, Dubai? Introduction. Contracts play a central role in commercial and personal transactions within the United Arab Emirates, UAE. Under UAE law, contracts are generally binding once valid consent has been established between the parties through offer and acceptance. The UAE legal system places significant emphasis on contractual certainty and the enforceability of written agreements. The legal framework governing contracts is primarily contained in the UAE Civil Transactions Law, which has been comprehensively updated under Federal Decree Law No. 25 of 2025, the new civil code, effective from 1 June 2026. A common misconception is that a party may avoid liability simply because they signed a contract without reading it. Under UAE law, this is generally not the case. As a matter of principle, a person who signs a contract is presumed to have read, understood, and accepted its terms. Accordingly, the general rule under UAE law is as follows. A party who signs a contract without reading it will ordinarily remain legally bound by its terms and conditions. This principle supports commercial stability and protects the reliability of contractual dealings. Nevertheless, the new civil code also strengthens protections relating to consent, disclosure obligations, fairness, and good faith, which may provide relief in certain exceptional circumstances. Legal effect of signing a contract without reading it. A. Binding nature of signed agreements. Under UAE law, contracts are formed on the basis of mutual consent. Once a contract is signed, the signature is treated as strong evidence that the parties agreed to the contents of the agreement. The courts generally apply the following principles. Written agreements carry primary legal weight. Clear contractual wording must ordinarily be enforced as written. A signed document is presumed to reflect the true intention of the parties. Failure to read the contract does not, by itself, invalidate consent. As a result, parties are normally bound by all provisions contained in the agreement, including automatic renewal clauses, penalty provisions, limitation of liability clauses, restrictive covenants, arbitration clauses, notice requirements, and termination procedures. Verbal discussions, assumptions, or informal understandings generally do not override the express wording of a signed contract unless supported by clear evidence. Example: a party signs a consultancy agreement without reviewing the detailed terms. The contract contains an automatic renewal provision requiring 60 days written notice prior to expiry. The party later attempts to terminate the agreement after the notice deadline has passed. Under UAE law, the renewal clause is likely to remain enforceable despite the party's failure to review the contract before signing. 2. Importance of good faith under UAE law. The new civil code reinforces the principle of good faith in contractual dealings. Parties are expected to act honestly during negotiations, avoid misleading conduct, disclose material information where required, and refrain from abusing contractual rights. This principle applies both during the negotiation stage and throughout the performance of the contract. In practice, the obligation of good faith may become relevant where important contractual provisions were intentionally concealed, a party was misled regarding the nature of the agreement, significant risks were not properly disclosed, or one party exploited the other's lack of knowledge in an unfair manner. While good faith does not eliminate the responsibility to read a contract, it may provide grounds for legal challenge in appropriate cases. 3. Immediate steps to take after signing without reading. Where a contract has already been signed without proper review, early action is critical. Delays often reduce the available legal and commercial options. A. Obtain complete contract documentation. The first step is to gather the signed agreement, annexes and schedules, referenced policies or standard terms, amendments and side letters, and all related correspondence and communications. In many disputes, significant obligations are contained in supplementary documents rather than the main agreement itself. B. Conduct a risk assessment. The contract should be reviewed carefully to identify potential exposure, including payment obligations, automatic renewals, termination rights, penalties and liquidated damages, exclusivity clauses, governing law and jurisdiction provisions, and dispute resolution mechanisms. Understanding the immediate legal and financial implications is essential before taking any action. C. Seek legal advice promptly. Early legal advice may help identify defects in the formation of the contract, unenforceable or ambiguous provisions, procedural errors, negotiation opportunities, and PAICOM strategies to reduce liability. In many cases, disputes can be resolved commercially if addressed at an early stage. Example: A company signs a long-term services agreement and later discovers restrictive pricing obligations that significantly increase operational costs. By obtaining legal advice immediately, the company successfully negotiates revised commercial terms before performance obligations escalate. Prompt action often determines whether the matter can be resolved amicably or may develop into formal litigation or arbitration. Legal grounds to challenge or avoid the contract. Although the general rule is that signed agreements are enforceable, UAE law recognizes limited circumstances where a contract may be challenged. A. Misrepresentation and non-disclosure. Under the new civil code, parties must act in good faith during negotiations. Material information affecting consent should be disclosed, and misleading statements or concealment may affect the validity of consent. Where a party has been induced to sign a contract based on inaccurate or incomplete information, there may be grounds to seek annulment of the agreement, damages, or the judicial interpretation of disputed provisions. The affected party should preserve emails and messages exchanged before signing, marketing materials and proposals, draft agreements, and evidence of verbal representations. Example, a contract is presented as containing fixed pricing, but hidden escalation provisions significantly increase costs after execution. If these provisions were not adequately disclosed during negotiations, the affected party may argue that consent was obtained improperly. B. Duress or lack of free consent. Consent under UAE law must be given freely and voluntarily. A contract may be challengeable where a party signs under coercion, serious pressure, improper threats, use of authority, or unlawful economic pressure. The affected party should preserve evidence of pressure or urgency, identify witnesses, retain relevant communications, and act promptly before substantial performance occurs. Courts will assess whether the pressure materially affected the party's ability to exercise free judgment. C. Fundamental error affecting consent. A contract may also be challenged where there is a serious mistake affecting an essential element of the agreement. However, UAE courts generally distinguish between a genuine fundamental misunderstanding and mere failure to read the document. Simply overlooking contractual terms will not usually be sufficient. The mistake must relate to a core aspect of the contract itself. D. Ambiguity and contract interpretation. Where contractual wording is unclear or contradictory, UAE courts may interpret the agreement by considering and the true intention of the parties, commercial custom and practice, the principle of good faith, and the surrounding circumstances of the transaction. Ambiguous clauses may sometimes be interpreted against the party responsible for drafting the agreement. Practical strategies to reduce liability or exit the contract. In many situations, commercial solutions are more effective than immediate legal confrontation. A. Negotiate with the counterparty. Early engagement may result in contract amendments, revised payment structures, reduced penalties, settlement arrangements, or agreed early termination. Example, a party becomes bound by an automatic renewal clause after missing the notice deadline. Rather than remaining tied to another full contractual term, the parties negotiate an agreed exit fee and terminate the agreement commercially. B. Comply strictly with termination requirements. Where termination rights exist, the contractual procedures must be followed precisely. Parties should pay particular attention to notice periods, delivery methods, time limits, cure periods, and bottom mandatory contractual procedures. Failure to comply with termination provisions may result in automatic renewal, financial penalties, or claims for damages. C. Mitigate financial exposure. Where immediate exit is not possible, parties may still reduce exposure by renegotiating payment obligations, challenging excessive penalties, reviewing enforceability under UAE law, and seeking commercially reasonable settlement arrangements. Under UAE law, courts may, in certain circumstances, reduce disproportionate contractual penalties where justified. D. Formal legal action. If negotiations fail, legal escalation may become necessary. This may involve issuing formal legal notices, commencing court proceedings, initiating arbitration, or seeking urgent interim relief where appropriate. The appropriate course will depend on the governing law and dispute resolution provisions contained in the agreement. 6. Common mistakes that worsen the situation. Parties frequently damage their position by making avoidable mistakes after discovering problematic contractual terms. Common examples include ignoring the contract and taking no action, delaying legal review, relying solely on verbal assurances, continuing performance without reservation, missing contractual notice deadlines, and assuming the contract is automatically invalid. These actions often increase liability and reduce negotiation leverage. Preventive measures. The most effective protection remains proper review before signing. Before entering into any significant agreement, parties should read the contract carefully in full, review all annexes and referenced documents, request clarification regarding unclear provisions, obtain a certified translation where necessary, avoid signing under time pressure, ensure key commercial terms are recorded in writing, and to seek legal advice for complex or high-value agreements. Businesses should also implement internal contract approval procedures to minimize operational risk. Although the new civil code places increased emphasis on informed consent and good faith, responsibility ultimately remains with the signing party. Conclusion: under UAE law, signing a contract without reading it can carry significant legal and financial consequences. The legal system continues to uphold the principle that signed agreements are binding and enforceable. At the same time, the new civil code strengthens protections relating to good faith, disclosure obligations, defective consent, and fair contractual conduct. As a result, parties facing problematic agreements should not assume that the contract is either automatically enforceable or automatically invalid. Each case depends on its specific facts, the conduct of the parties, and the wording of the agreement itself. In practice, the most effective approach is usually to act immediately, review the contract thoroughly, preserve relevant evidence, obtain legal advice at an early stage, and explore commercial solutions wherever possible. Where appropriate, UAE law may provide remedies in situations involving misrepresentation, non-disclosure, duress, ambiguity, or other defects affecting genuine consent.